Marketing, entrepreneurship, and all things small business. You're listening to the Profit 911 Podcast. Now, here's your host, Justin Miller.
We're back after a long sabbatical again.
Yeah, really. It may seem like it's just been a couple hours, but...
So you should see the latest ad for the podcast in our magazine here, Kevin. We I think it says new episodes every week when we feel like it.
Seems accurate.
But we've made it to episode 42 in just under 2 years or something like that.
It's a pretty good pace. Yeah.
Well, episode 42. We're going with Focus to Grow.
Focus to grow. There you go.
So there's change in the air here at Profit 911. The clients would be aware of it. The outside world, probably not. And if you're brand new to us, you never know the way it used to be. So for the past, I don't know, since the beginning of Profit 911, actually, we've served clients in a digital marketing capacity since I first started it. And I looked this up. It was actually 8 or 9 years ago that I took over ownership of the name Profit 911 and wrote the book and started doing marketing automation builds for people. And just here in the past week, and I have no idea when this will actually go on the website, so in July, we are focusing down and we are actually getting rid of our beginnings, which is digital marketing. So I got rid of that. I don't have any ownership in any digital marketing services, and we are 100% a direct mail company and services surrounding supporting direct mail. So big change for us.
That is a big change. I mean, considering that's how you started and it's always been consistently there. But
yeah, and there's pieces of it. So, I mean, there are some small digital things that have to do with responding to direct mail we'll still do. But all in all, no more Infusionsoft and Keep builds, no more websites, all those things gone, which begs the question, why would I do such a thing?
That was what I was going to say next. Why would you do such a thing?
It's because it's in the show notes here.
It's true.
In my head.
Yeah.
Okay. No. This has to do with focusing down to go faster. And it's kind of interesting because I go back to some presentations I gave 5 or 6 years ago, and one of them was entitled Diversify or Die. And this seems to be in conflict with Focus to Grow. I would suggest it's not, though, actually. I believe there has to be a certain diversity of services to where clients can buy multiple services and be worth more money. However, they have to be focused in. So in this case, you know, it was when I was teaching in the wedding industry. So that's when I used the Diversify or Die, and the DJ company was talking about diversifying into, you know, lighting production and photo booths and everything like that as a means to make that viable and serving the same client type. And that's also initially how we started doing direct mail, serving the digital clients. So this is flip-flopped, and direct mail, we just were a heck of a lot more competitive at. We're quicker. It's more unique, and it's grown exponentially over the past few years. So we're doubling down on that and getting rid of some ancillary services. I guess the question comes down to what's in line with our mission versus what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a challenge because entrepreneurs are problem solvers. One of our core values is resourcefulness, figuring out how to solve problems. So there's a lot of things we can do here that may not be in our best interest. And I think probably everyone listening can agree with that. Yeah, I could do that. And especially if there's money involved. Yeah, I can do that.
you can kind of guide yourself in the direction of, well, we can do that. Yeah. Should we do that? It's another question. But when you have done it, and you guys have, it's easy to continue, I guess, when you're like, well, we're okay. We'll just keep going. Just keep pushing until the point where you realize that you really need to focus down.
Yeah, well, and when you're small enough, right, you can do that a lot easier. So if there's time available, yeah, I can do that, and I have time. So that's kind of what you're saying, both at the same time. When the organization's a little larger, if you don't think of what resources are going to fulfill upon that, it becomes a bit of a challenge. Or more so, you know, does this have more benefit than just the money coming in from this one time? And that's ultimately what led us to the decision, is that, you know, there's limited resources at any size. Yeah, and we're well into seven figures, but there's still finite resources at the end of the day. And they need to be put into things that have the best chance of the highest return and the most synergy between them. So is there synergy between multi-channel marketing between the two different technologies? Of course. Is there enough to justify staffing for both? Ultimately, we decided at this point, no. I'm excited, actually. You know, a little piece of me is gone. That kind of hurts. But I'm super excited about being able to focus in and make it very clear. And this started with the website. So we just had a new website go live. If you're listening to this right when we put it up, it's probably not completely debugged yet. But, I went through and clarified the message and took out all the digital offerings. And now it's very obvious when you come there what we do, which actually was a challenging question to answer before. You know, I sent out an email with the Office Space quote. What is it you'd say you do here when he's in the meeting with the Bobs?
Yeah.
And surprisingly, that was a difficult question to answer. And I had trained the staff here to answer with our mission statement. You know, we accelerate small business growth by executing winning marketing campaigns. Now we can add direct mail into that now if we want. But still, we were offering a lot of services that weren't directly in that mission statement. So can we support you in X manner? Yeah, we can. Is it executing a winning marketing campaign, though? No, it's not. So this is where we focused in. And the direct mail is all about campaigns. It's all trackable. You know, that's very clear. The digital side, there's a lot of things there that did fit into that mold. However, we've limited them out. So we're going for a very focused, intense effort into growing direct mail side of the business. And, you know, it wasn't an easy decision to make either. There's people involved. There's legacy involved. No business owner likes those decisions. If you do, you're crazy. But it comes with the territory. That's top-level leadership for you.
Yeah, that's the responsibility of being the guy at the top.
Yeah, and I think every business owner knows what it's like to, like, run around with a chicken with its head cut off, right? And that's the opposite of what I want going on in my organization. Everyone's role was clarified already, so we have that down, and that's probably a topic for another podcast, and that would be, you know, key results areas, KRAs, and outcomes. So it made it pretty clear what was winning and what wasn't based on our key results. Do they all need to do that? Do we need to do all those things? And the answer is no. So we'll lose some revenue. We have modified our target based upon that. So short term, we will lose revenue that we would have had by keeping those services, which is the tough decision for a business owner to make, I think, is, do I cut something off that actually has revenue? Those decisions suck.
Yeah, they're not easy. And sometimes it's hard to be honest with yourself when you're trying to make those decisions, because you're right, there's people involved, there's legacy involved, there's clients involved. So it's not always just like, oh, that's a cut and dry, super easy decision. I bet there's some sleepless nights, or not sleepless, but 1 a.m. and you're like, why am I awake worrying about this?
Oh, yeah. No, there's definitely the... That's a fine line too. So this is, you know, Dan Kennedy used to have a saying, which of course, you know, is not appropriate, but whatever, it's his saying, not mine. What is it? If I wake up more than 2 nights or 2 days in a row thinking about you and we're not married or blank, then you got to go.
You're out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an interest that really is pretty right on. if you really want to get right down to it, I suppose, but
yeah. You know, my barometer is not exactly the same, but it is to an extent, because oftentimes when you get to that point as a business owner, you know what decision you have to make, and that's what's really bothering you.
Yes. It isn't so much that you don't know what to do. It's having to do what you have to do.
Yeah. I mean, nothing happens overnight, right? It's all a result of what's happened up to that point. And you created it, right? Everything's a result of the mm-hmm. owner. Even if it's a staff member, you know, you created it on your watch. And that's a high level of responsibility that the general population won't understand, and that's fine. But it's the burden of a business owner. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. And God, I wish we had like callers on this show, Kevin. We got to line up some callers.
Let's go see. Let me see if I can find somebody across the street that'll come in.
No. Well, I mean, we have people wondering occasionally, but they're trying to steal stuff, not provide valuable content for our listeners. So we'll come back in and I'll give you some concrete examples of some things that I can share regarding the split and what's going on and how this may apply to your business.
And now back to the Profit 911 podcast with your host, Justin Miller.
All right, we're back. We're talking about focusing on what makes you win. I mean, for lack of a better term. Again, recap, digital services, we've kind of cut out of the Profit 911 umbrella. It's not the first service to ever be cut by any means. And it's not the first company where I've had to cut a service or failed at a service. You know, this, I won't call this one a complete failure, but it is cut before it bleeds us dry. I've had definitely more dramatic ones that I use in some of my presentations. So most of you have probably heard them if you've heard me speak live. But I want to talk a little about the decision-making lens. So how you decide when it is time to, you know, sever off a limb to save the body, for lack of a better term. And there's a few things that I looked at. I'm sure there's plenty more out there. And the first one has to do with the synergy. We kind of talked about it in the first half here. But the 1+1=3. Is this thing just serving itself, or is it providing an exponential benefit elsewhere? So in our particular case here, you know, digital services did provide a benefit elsewhere. You know, the direct mail was tied into marketing campaigns. So there was clients flowing back and forth, and that made perfect sense. However, it wasn't enough. It wasn't to where the same marketing dollars could serve both. Therefore, it was twice as expensive. But you really need 1+1 to equal, I'd say, 4+, not just 3, for that to make sense. And that's a good lens to look at it from, because otherwise, it can be a company, but is it part of your company? Should it be part of your company? And that really depends, I suppose, on what your vision for your company is and what you're looking to do. But in my case, yeah, it was no longer serving that purpose. The second thing I kind of did is I like to retreat a little bit. So I when shit hits the fan, I retreat and I think. So those are around the office here, you know, I've been telling them, oh, this is one of the most stressful times I've had in years, potentially ever, for the past couple of weeks. And yeah, they know I'm under stress, but I'm not the type that's going to run around yelling about stuff, throwing stuff. They don't see that. Because I retreat and do some real thinking. And one of the ways I do that is to get out of the damn office.
Mm-hmm.
And this is harder if you work from home, right? Because your office is your home. But I, those of you that are Facebook friends with me know I travel a lot. I go to a lot of events and things. And wherever possible, and it's not always possible, I leave enough time just to think. Or I don't schedule an activity for the airplane ride. And
mm-hmm.
I put the headphones on and just think, jot some ideas down. And oftentimes, you know, that disconnected time when there's not free Wi-Fi or it's a crappier aircraft without it, is some of the most productive time as far as strategic planning goes. Also, it helps just to get out of the bubble to realize more exists. So, especially if the walls feel like they're caving in around you a little bit, getting out of that environment is key. Also, being around others that are successful. Because they've also had the challenges you have.
It's not unique. You may feel like it's unique to you in your situation, but almost every business owner's had that at some level.
Yeah, so you go to mentors, advisors, peers, you know, your trusted allies. And if you don't have trusted allies, you need to develop some of those real relationships immediately. But, you know, I have multiples of those, some paid, some not. I mean, you're one of the people I text when I have things about this to discuss and need a sounding board. I have groups like Genius Network where I'm in, and you know, I can talk to other members there and say, hey, some of them are even in similar industries. Say, hey, here's what we got going on. And, you know, they may tell me I'm crazy. They may not. You know, outside ears can, you know, see things a lot better. Outside eyes can see a lot better. And, oh, yeah, that's going on. No, I'd kill that.
Yeah.
Now you're going to go home and stress about it and figure it out and make that decision on your own. You, no mentor or advisor can make the decision for you, and they aren't always right either. So
no, but having someone that can offer you perspective, I find that when that happens, it just gives me a little bit of peace of mind. It helps me kind of de-stress a little bit. I know I still have to make the decision, but if someone I trust takes the time to give me their two cents on it, unless they're completely out in left field and like, I would sell the whole company and get out and go do something else. Now that's different. But it I find that it helps me just ratchet down the stress level enough that maybe I can think more clearly. No one thinks really well. I mean, some people deliver really well under pressure, but I don't do strategic planning well when I'm just stressed to the max.
No, and I mean, we have one of those decisions right now. So we currently, because of this, have more office space than we need. You know, it took like one day for a team member to ask me, so what are you going to do with that space now? My answer, nothing.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait until I can make a decision based on sound strategy and not emotional reaction. You mentioned something about, you know, so peer telling you to just sell it, tear it all down. So I remember Kennedy said a lot of times that, you know, as he got group members together in a mastermind, like he probably could have had a group where they all just came together and sold each other their businesses and their problems because everyone thinks the grass is greener on the other side. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
So it is a gut reaction of a business owner oftentimes to just want to burn the damn thing down.
Yeah.
Oh man, this is stupid. or if you're financially hurting at a certain time, oh, I could just get a damn job and do better than this. So I mean, I think that's a fairly normal gut reaction. Obviously, don't do it, but I think that everyone feels that at some point in time or another. Just burn the damn thing down. I don't know. So Kevin, you've been given just enough insight into what's going on here that you know some, not all. I mean, do you have any questions about like the why this was done, or someone in general would prune a service that's generating revenue out of their business?
Yeah, initially when you told me what was going to be happening, I thought, my initial thought was, why wouldn't you just go in a different direction with the same vehicle? Like, just instead of stopping and parking the car in the lot, why don't you take a right turn? Initially, I thought, well, why, if it's process or people or whatever it is it not worth it to look into a different direction? As you explained it and explained it here, it makes more sense. You could have done that, and it still probably could have generated revenue. How much more headache, how much more resources, how much more, you know, how much longer to the bottom line? I, knowing you long enough, I think it will be a much better result doing it the way you're going to do it, because you are going to focus down on the things that really matter and the things that bring in real money and real, and it's not just top line revenue. Like, what brings in profit?
Yeah. Well, I did have a choice, and I did think through that, and ultimately, you know, it landed on my desk is why this came to a head. Okay. So Digital operated fairly independently here for the past, call it 6-7 months. Really, it was kind of floating for another year before that without my direct strategic direction, we'll say. I wasn't working actively in that side of the business, but I was preventing input. And I came to the conclusion, right or wrong, that to really make a go under the current constraints of the company, it was going to take more of my time or another person, another skill set. There wasn't enough money for either of those. And the first one sounds a little arrogant.
Yeah.
And I get that. But there's a lot of revenue flowing through here. And I chase important things or big problems. Big problems, big opportunities. And that's my job. It's not operations.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I feel this had landed. In order to make it a smashing success, was I was going to have to focus a lot over there, and I'm unwilling to do that.
That's legitimate, though. I mean, yeah,
it sounds harsh, right?
Because it would take you away. There's only so much time in a day, in a week, in a month. It would have taken you away from other things, correct me if I'm wrong, that are going to be more lucrative or that just are fish you wanted to fry, for lack of a better term. You didn't see it as the path forward.
Yeah, well, and this business, you know, we've hit a level where I have some discretion, and the stress wasn't worth it. You know, the juice isn't worth the squeeze.
Yeah. Yeah.
To someone else, that decision could come to a completely different conclusion and be accurate and valid.
True.
So, I mean, that's the benefit of a certain level of scale, right?
I think a lot of times now, after that decision is made and is implemented, maybe the thing, and again, this is probably personal. I think every business owner would feel a little bit differently, but maybe there's a core to it. Like, after the decision is made and after it's executed, if you feel positive about it, you feel like you made the right choice, and you don't second guess yourself constantly, then you made the right choice.
Well, yeah, and you better.
Well, that's what I mean. You have to do that, but I'm assuming, and knowing you, I don't get that. I feel that you know that you made the right choice.
I'm pretty overly analytical, so by the time a decision's made public, I'm good with it.
Yeah, yeah, you're not pulling the trigger still wondering whether or not it's the right decision. That's true.
No, and at this point, it doesn't matter. So we go forward and get it done. But yes, I strategically, I feel like, you know, I agree with and make the case that it's the right decision. Again, it's not the right decision for everyone. However, I do believe, you know, going back to our core topic here, is that there better be a certain level of focus. And in our case, going forward, the barometer is the mission statement. And it has to be direct mail, which we'll probably add to the mission statement now. But, you know, accelerate small business growth by executing winning direct mail campaigns. Mm-hmm. That's it. Sum it up in one sentence. We haven't been able to do that in the whole 9 years I've had the company. It's sum up in one sentence what we do.
I mean, that's the reason that it's successful then, is that that decision isn't going to cause you grief later or make you think, well, what if digital's not it? What else could it have been that would have filled that hole? Should we go looking for another hole to fill?
Yeah,
you've figured out what hole there is to fill, and you're filling it, and you're going to fill it 100% of the time now.
Well, and it helps to have been through a process of reinventing your career before. So, you know, the first time you do that, it's interesting. So, yeah. I mean, my first major time was selling the entertainment business to you. Yeah. Oh shit. That's defined me for 20 years. Like,
yeah, but by the time
people call me by the name of the company, not my name.
Exactly. But when you made that call and later, I don't think you ever regretted it. You were ready.
No.
You know, you were ready.
Yeah. And you know, there's some of that same feeling though, I guess is the point, but it's not as strong the second time. And I think that makes you a better leader, being able to separate that out a little more. Ultimately, you know, every entrepreneur has a little bit of, oh, how does this look from the outside?
Is there less emotion involved, like, the second time around when you, is it more analytical? Is it more critical? Or is it just like, because there's people involved and there's dollars involved and there's office space involved?
Yeah. I mean, some of this I'm going to relay to a really strange analogy, but when I was learning stage hypnosis, one of the things Jeff Ronning, who taught it to me, was talking about was doing performances and building up your bulletproof vest. So every mistake, every audience comment, every problem encountered, you know, ultimately, if you live through the damn thing, you're building your bulletproof vest for next time. So coming back to what you ask, I feel it less every time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, I guess I can disclose that the digital side in the first half of this year lost about $40,000 in net, not in top line, in net. And I don't feel that anywhere as much as I did losing $5,000 to $10,000 on a teen dance that I often speak about in my speaking. I can feel that one still. This one I don't feel. I've been through it. Same with you mentioned terminating employees. It's one of the probably worst things that I have to do. Well, first off, I believe everyone terminates themselves, with rare exception. Everyone's self-employed, in my opinion. That comes from, you know, Dave Ramsey says the same. But how long do I dwell on it? Less each time.
Sure.
And God, that's going to sound cold to the employees listening to this, but it's to better the remaining ones. I mean, you can take down the whole damn ship with you.
Well, that's the other thing. It's like the Titanic thing. It's if you're not looking for icebergs and you don't have someone out watching, it doesn't take the biggest mistake in the world to chink away at your company armor.
Yeah.
And you're right. I don't like it to terminate employees, but I agree with you. I've never really heard it put that way, but I agree with you. People terminate themselves for whatever reason.
Yeah, I mean, if you're managing right, a termination should never be a surprise. Never.
True. And it rarely is in your situation. And now that I think about it, because I've learned some of that from you, the times I've had to do it in the last 4 or 5 years, it is sometimes a relief to the employee.
It's a relief to everyone. They don't see it. But
yeah.
I mean, they're...
Yeah.
And everyone involved in this particular one's going to end up better than they were. You know, I'm fully aware of that. It's just transition sucks, especially when you're not the one in control of it.
Yeah. The only time that it's awful, like for me currently with this radio company that I freelance for and in charge of all these radio stations, cutting people due to budget constraints, that's the one time that I feel awful because I know that it's in their control. I mean, because the company is not making enough money, I've got to eliminate your position and I got to work harder. I'm sorry.
Yeah, working harder sucks.
Here's your 2 weeks. Yeah, we won't contest your unemployment. Maybe we'll hire you back someday, knowing full well that we'll never hire you back.
Yeah, I mean, my breaks are usually pretty clean. If there's an open door invite, it means that it was on the company side, and that's still not a surprise to them. They knew it was coming.
Yeah.
There's rarely an open door invite back. I mean, separations all occur, not in isolation. They're a symptom of a larger problem usually. But yeah, I mean, it's part of, if you can't do that, it's part of being a business owner. It has to be. Otherwise, you're stuck. And there's also a little bit of what got you here won't get you there, which also, again, that sounds pretty freaking cold on the outside if you look on the surface level, but it's different skill sets. Some of it's the Peter principle, you promote people to their highest level of incompetence. They're good at this job, so let's put them in a job above it, and then they fail. Well, whose fault was that really? I mean, it's the fun world of HR. Thankfully, I don't consult on HR, but I live it just as every small business owner does.
Yeah.
And with that, on that high note,
positivity.
Actually, this segs into the next one well. So our next episode, we're going to talk about entrepreneurial stress, so almost a continuation of this one. But if you have ideas for podcasts or if you actually want to call in, email me. We'll set it up. These obviously aren't live, so we'll schedule it around you. And we'll chat about what matters to you and your business. So until next time, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to the Profit 911 podcast. Be sure to subscribe and leave your comments. For more information on how Profit 911 Consulting can help grow your service business, visit profit911.biz.